This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security. Let's get after it. The SEC has sued SolarWinds as well as their CISO personally, and some folks are very wound up at the realization that taking a C-suite job might possibly lead to a scenario where you're held responsible for the decisions that you make. If you think that you're insecure as hell internally, but represent to the world that you're safe as houses, this of course becomes securities fraud, since as Matt Levine is fond of saying, everything is securities fraud. This will be one to watch. And don't sign papers you aren't willing to stand behind in a professional or personal capacity. Cloud keys in the air. Tracking malicious operations of exposed IAM keys. Unit 42 researchers have discovered a campaign named ElectraLeak that targets exposed IAM credentials in public GitHub repositories. Those credentials get leveraged to perform cryptojacking operations using EC2 instances. Make sure that what's running in your account is what you think should be running in your account. AWS had a couple of things for us. Refine permissions for externally accessible roles using IAM Access Analyzer and IAM Action Last Accessed. The key word here is refine. Security isn't one and then done. Rather, like writing code, it's an iterative process that continues to improve your situation as the weeks go by. And security considerations for running containers on Amazon ECS. The series of images around how the shared responsibility model maps to ECS is frankly kind of terrifying. If you're running ECS, you probably want to make sure you're doing what you think you're doing in terms of workload protection. And the tip of the week ties back to an article AWS put out on approaches for migrating users to Amazon Cognito user pools. And it's silly, since it presupposes Cognito is being used, but it does get at a core truth. Migrating from one identity provider to another looks an awful lot to your users like you've suffered a breach if you don't message it extremely carefully. Plan ahead. And that's what happened last week in AWS Cloud Security.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.